This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building after a 15-hour pause for safety concerns. The collapse of the 12-story beachfront building last Thursday has killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. The rescue operations, the latest, unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders in Surfside. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community of nearly 6,000, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year-long scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits such as cash, private school tuition, and luxury cars without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, prosecutors indicted a new 73-year-old financial chief, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Justice Department is halting federal executions here in the U.S. after historic use of capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions against Merrick Garland, since he is imposing a moratorium on federal executions. While the Justice Department conducts, if Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions in July following a 17-year hiatus, no president in more than 120 years had overseen as many federal executions. President Joe Biden has said he opposes the death penalty, and his team vowed that he would take action to stop its use while in office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday named Republican Representative Liz Cheney and seven Democrats to a new select committee to investigate the violence on January 6th at the Capitol. The leader of the committee, Mississippi Democrat Minnie Thompson, said, "We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th. Congresswoman Cheney is the lone Republican on the committee. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee. Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot. She summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack." The simmering war in Afghanistan, if official counts were to be accepted, has killed more people last month than any other month since 2001, when the United States and NATO troops invaded the country. The New York Times, which keeps track of monthly casualties for government forces, reported the deaths of more than 700 security personnel and 200 civilians in insurgent attacks in June. The growing Taliban threat has fueled concerns that the insurgents intend to regain control in Afghanistan by force once all foreign forces leave the country by September 11th deadline set by President Biden. Afghans are increasingly criticizing the rapid withdrawal of foreign troops, fearing the return of Islamist Taliban to power would undermine their freedom and rights. U.S. officials are reported as saying a small unit of 650 troops will stay on the ground to guard those at the American embassy in Kabul. And officials say at least 9 people, including a number of women, have been killed in attacks by rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack in the eastern city of Beni is the third in the area in a week. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.